Dominic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show broadcasts into the world every Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on sw1radio.co.uk. And from December 3rd on 87.7 FM and FM.
Listeners out there, thank you for being with us this fantastic Thursday afternoon at the Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show every Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. And now, I am extremely happy. You cannot believe how happy I am. I'm laughing all over the place because music has a power that can reach you right in the heart. And what you're listening to is somebody that really knows how to play his guitar. Please welcome on the show, the Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show, Egon. Fantastic. Mr. Egon, how you doing?
Hello. Nice. Thanks a lot.
But please, just speak a little bit more.
Okay.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Well, first of all, to the listeners out there of the Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show, I was walking, this is like, I guess, about a couple of weeks ago. Where was it? Was it Green Park?
You were busking? It was Green Park.
Green Park.
One of my favorite places.
The long corridor. Isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it was very nice acoustic.
Oh,
there.
The acoustic. And so I was knackered at that. I was so tired. It must have been 9 o'clock. I don't remember. It was late. And I was starved. I really had to eat everything. I had everything. I was tired and hungry and everything. And I really had a heavy day. And then I listened to exactly what you were playing right now. And I just couldn't help it. All of a sudden, food could wait. And my armchair at home could wait. And I had to come and approach you and have a chat. And you know that then I offered you to come on the show. And thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
It's funny, the way you play, your finger techniques, your softness, you play that guitar, it feels almost you're not touching the chords. It's so mellow, and the sound at one point you were playing, it felt like a couple of guitarists were playing two guitars, and I was watching you, obviously it was only one. I can promise listeners out there was only one, but yeah, the sound is amazing. Tell us, when did you move to London, by the way?
I moved to London like 4 years ago.
4 years ago. Oh, you're a Londoner now.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, really Londoner. Because I used to live in, because I'm from Poland, but I used to
from
live...
From Poland, yes.
I used to live as well in France.
And all right. It's parlez-vous français? I don't. You do?
Un petit peu. Yes, I speak a little bit French and now a little bit English. Not the best, but I'm trying. I prefer play music than talk, usually, but...
Yes, and I remember, in fact, last week, well, the 2 weeks ago when I was mentioning about the radio, and you said, yeah, but, you know, my English is not great. And I said, it doesn't matter. The way you play with your guitar, it's all that we need. And it is a language, the language of music.
Yeah, it's, for me, it's, like, really important, because when you meet other musicians, it's, like, you don't have to speak... their language. It's like enough, you can just take guitar and play with them and they understand you. So it's music language.
Absolutely, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Can you tell us when you when was it that you first decided to pick up the guitar and decided that, you know, I want to become a guitar player? How long ago was that?
Oh, it was quite really long ago. It was like I was about 14 or 13 years. So,
but you're not that old, man.
Yeah, it just few days ago I finished my 32 years.
32 years?
Yeah,
oh, so come on, like you're still a spring chicken.
Yeah, so it was quite a long time ago when I started to play on my guitar, and it was not really good guitar, but it was a Russian production guitar, so it's...
Not very good, Russians, not, very not good at guitars. Yeah, good at ballet, but not guitars.
Yeah, they've got good guitars, but at this time it was difficult to get good
guitars. Good ones.
Especially in Poland.
In Poland at the time, yes, I imagine. I can imagine. And how about that one you're playing? Because the sound is quite good.
This is really quite good guitar. It's one semi-professional. It's like handmade guitar. It's Canadian guitar.
Right, right, right. It sounds so mellow and full at the same time. Yeah. And the way when you were playing, it was so responsive to the touch. As soon as you were just playing, I could see your fingers. So I know a bit because actually I played drums and I've been playing around. So I could see that as soon as you were touching it a little bit harder, it was playing so much more and give you all that dynamics. But I guess you can. Can you play us something? Anything you like?
Okay.
When did you write that piece?
It's like very often improvised when I'm basking. It's like kind of.
Where can apart from Green Park? Where can we catch you when you bask? Oh, probably all over the place.
Quite a lot of places like Piccadilly, mm-hmm. Tottenham Court Road, Leicester, right. Leicester Square.
Okay.
It's a lot of pictures because it's like...
It's good business, isn't it? Because a friend of mine, I used to think he wasn't, but a friend of mine, then a guitar player, that started doing it from Brazil, he would be basking in London for about 3 months and then he would disappear for about a month and a half. And I was like, where is he gone? And then he would say, I'll go back to Brazil. And what would you do? Not much. What do you mean? And he said, I'm just on holiday. How do you do that? He said, I make quite a bit of money doing the basking, and then I go on holiday for a couple of months. And I was like, really? And then we had a chat. I mean, it depends. But he found that sticking with Led Zeppelin tracks and a couple of Chili Peppers track, especially in central London, was, he said, you know, I can't play my own stuff because it doesn't bring money. But if I play a couple of songs, I think one was Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin, and then Under the Bridge by Chili Peppers. And he said, you know, it's just people would come in and, you know, pound, 50p, pound, bang, 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 bang. So there's a tip for you.
Yeah, it's good to play famous tunes.
Of course,
people. Of course, you know, yes. It's like, I prefer doing this and this. Sometimes I have to do like things what I like, but I prefer to play my things more than covers, really.
Fantastic. What kind of music would you say is the music that you like the most? Is that jazz, classical, rock, folk, funk?
I like so many styles. It's like in my music, it's like beginning from bluegrass, even like country music, like funky music, classical a little bit. I like jazz.
Really like jazz? Huh?
Yes, it's like my favorite music.
Fantastic. What is your favorite track? Jazz track? Is there any or artist that you really really like or album?
It's all the time change, you know. It's like sometimes I discover something new and I'm really excited about new music. And at the moment, I like mix between folk music, like Arabic music, and jazz music.
Interesting, very. We'll have to talk after the show. You'll have to tell me about music. Arabic music mixed with jazz.
Yeah. It's like because Arabic music is modal anyway. So jazz musician use this for playing this the free jazz and stuff like that. So it's good combination, really.
Well, it sounds fantastic. Would you like to play some jazzy style guitar playing? I'm pushing you. No, play anything. I love to hear you playing. So whatever. And the first bit that you were doing, all these harmonies, was amazing. I mean, it's just beautiful to have such a great guitar player, acoustic guitar player like you in the show. So for the listeners out there of the Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show, let's gift them with some more of your fantastic guitar playing.
All right.
Thank you very much. I can listen to that for an hour. You know, you can just carry on, and I was just relaxing, and all I needed was a pint.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, you see, we agree on two things already, about the jazz and about the drinking. But you know, especially what you were just playing is so relaxing, and you know, living in London, everybody rushing all over the place, and listening to that and having you here, I'm such a lucky guy. Listeners, you cannot believe it. You know, I deal with people, amazing musicians like Egon, and I'm so happy that I'm actually able to have you in the show today, and you know, to enjoy this amazing guitar I'm playing. And just for you to know, probably you don't know, But we have also a podcast. You can get to our podcast by logging on www.myspace.com/Carlo, which is my name. Carlo Atomic Mosquito is the name of the show. So /Carlo Atomic Mosquito. And there is the link of the podcast. And your this little podcast that we just recording is going live on the 87.7 FM around the Pimlico area, but also is going to be and online on sw1radio.com and .co.uk. But it's going to be people are going to be able to download it or listen to it over and over and over again. Okay. So you know, I think that what you play, your style, is really great. And you were saying, in fact, you have been gigging quite a lot in London.
Yeah, I used to play.
Not anymore.
No, I'm just preparing new material for gigging a lot.
Okay.
But alone, because I used to playing like with bands.
Yes.
And it's different. Different playing. So.
Yes. Different bands, different style.
Different style. And now I'm preparing just solo guitar. So it's like I'm really concentrated about this. So I'm doing like mostly busking and preparing
your album, basically
new tunes. And
it would be great. I know that you have a website, and for the listeners out there, you have a MySpace page /Egon Fingerstyle. Egon, which is EGON, right?
Yeah.
Egon Fingers Style. And I suggest you just log on to that page, because I guess you have some of this guitar playing and some of your tunes up there.
Some of them it's recorded, so it's like... But I'm preparing now more new, because it's like quite old, but still good.
Well, yeah, you know, I remember there was this about, you know, exactly what you're saying. There was this mechanic there. I was saying to him, I had an old... marked old golf car, and I said, one day I'm going to buy a good new car. And he looks at me and he goes, there ain't such a thing like a good new car. A car either is good or is not good. Doesn't matter whether it's new or old. So the music, if it's good, even in 100 years time, is always good.
It's true. Music is music.
I love that. Why don't we close with some of your music, especially what you're playing at the beginning, and say goodbye to our listeners with another piece, with your arpeggios and whatnot. You take it away. Once again, listeners out there, we are so happy and so lucky and so privileged to have people such as Egon on the show. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. Once again, myspace.com/Egon, which is EGON Fingers Style. And you can they can email you, obviously. Or would you like to leave your email address as well for people to email you?
My email is really similar, because it's egonfingerstyle@gmail.com. So it's like similar to MySpace. So you can email me as well and leave me my message. You can hire me or...
Are you expensive?
Or, I don't know.
It depends on the project.
Depends.
Well, I'll keep your number down, because as you know, as I was saying to you off the mic, I do some collaborations, and it's always good to know a good acoustic guitar player. And I like your sound. You have very good sound, and I've learned through the years that yes, the good sound comes from a good guitar, that yes, it comes from good effects, good amplifier and whatnot, but it also comes originally from fingers, from your fingers. If the fingers don't do the right movement at the right time, you can have a £1 billion guitar, forget it. I was watching you when you were basking 2 weeks ago, and I could recognize that, and I was like, ding, okay, I can wait a little bit until this chap finishes playing, because I need to get his number. And once again, you know, definitely you know your bits on the guitar. It's really great to have you here. And I would like you, if you want, to leave our listeners with a lovely tune for the evening. It's almost 8 o'clock. It's about 8:15. So something mellow, anything you'd like to play.
That's improvisation.
Please take it away. Thank you.
Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show.